USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Construction of a wall on the country's southern border was halted this week by an executive order from President Biden. About 450 additional miles of border fencing were built during former President Trump's administration. Representative Yvette Harrell says that halting construction of the wall takes away a tool to secure the southern border. The New Mexico Republican tells Fox News that the executive order puts everyone at further risk.
Another executive order that really will have a profound effect on New Mexico, a border state. We know the wall worked, and we have to protect the communities, the ranchers, the farmers, the families that live in our border communities. And this executive order, again, with the immigration issue, puts everybody at risk further. And so it's unbelievable that we would actually compromise the safety and health and really the national security of our nation by virtue of these executive orders.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Maryland became the second state to identify a case of the highly transmissible South African strain of the coronavirus. The state announced Saturday that an adult from the Baltimore metro area tested positive for that variant. Dr. Paul Offit is a member of the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee, and he tells CNN that the appearance of variants is not unexpected, but what concerns him is the possibility of a variant appearing that the vaccines are ineffective against.
The critical question is not, or is it going to create variants? It's going to create variants. The critical question is, are those variants functionally different than the original strain? In other words, are they more likely to be contagious? Are they more likely to cause more severe disease, i.e. be more virulent? And then most worrisome at all, are they likely to resist vaccine-specific immunity? People are looking closely at this. People are getting ready to include these variants in a vaccine if we need a second-generation vaccine. But I'm just trying to calm the waters a little bit here. Worry when you start to see people who've gotten the vaccine, fully vaccinated, that then nonetheless are still hospitalized or killed by these viruses. That hasn't happened yet.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Russia has signed on to the only remaining nuclear arms treaty between them and the United States. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a 5-year extension of the New START nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. His signature came a week before the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty was set to expire. The agreement caps the two countries' deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, and heavy bombers to 700. It also caps off deployed warlords at 1,550 each and launchers to 800 each. Russia's parliament gave its approval to the extension earlier this week. President Putin submitted it to lawmakers right after his Tuesday phone call with President Biden. It was their first call. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Biden administration has called the agreement vital for national security. And on the college hardwood Saturday, number 2 Baylor held off Auburn 84-72. Number 3 Villanova topped Seton Hall 80-72. Number 20 Virginia Tech took out in-state rival number 8 Virginia 65-51. Another top 10 team fell as number 24 Oklahoma beat number 9 Alabama 66-61. Number 10 Texas Tech beat LSU 76-71. Florida dropped number 11 West Virginia 85-80. Penn State topped number 14 Wisconsin 81-71. And Georgia Tech took down number 16 Florida State 76-65. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.